It's very much in the vein you already know, in fact, since you are young, and you said that in your name.
For sure, yeah.
You have been interested in this field in the early days?
What did I mention particularly when I went out to you, remember?
Well, you were speaking of that shamanism was very much in the vein you were exploring when you were a teenager. After this experience, you decided to ask ask a friend to be the model in the movie, and not yourself, and why?
It actually was the daughter, she's 11, it was the daughter of her friends, she's a girl, and I always, in my video work, I've always worked, as much as possible with people who are definitely not trained actors at all, that's something I know is true. But also people who I just know, because I've always wanted to work with something in a person that is real and not in any way, not self-conscious and not trained or even self-consciously a performance in any way. It's something that's really a part of them that they bring out for the sake of the video that I'm doing. And that's the thing I'm always trying to access, the kind of real part of the person that isn't necessarily the normally the focus of the person, but that is really part of them. So with this girl, she was very full of great energy and naturally open to being all kinds of different things in front of the camera for no particular reason. And in that sense, you know, accessing different parts of herself in a very open way in front of the camera. And so I thought she was really good, and I used her.
Okay. And the extension, the extension of time for the song that you have used, in fact, is transforming much the original after reality.
I play around with time a lot and speed and forwards and backwards in my videos. It's something that always fascinates me. Time and space are closely linked, but the relationship between them is not something that we can necessarily take for granted or something that we can assume is really a certain way. Particularly I like when if you've ever been in a traumatic experience, like a car accident or something like that, or not everybody's been through that, but I've been through that once when I was 10, and it was this very strange experience where time slowed down to slow motion, and I remember the whole thing in slow motion, and then there was like the impact, and then afterwards, I think that it's a relationship that we can't assume in a certain way, and then of course with